Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for August 31st. Today's word is duress, spelled D-U-R-E-S-S. Duress is a noun that means forcible restraint or restriction. It can also mean compulsion by threat, specifically unlawful constraint. Here's the word used in a sentence from the New York Times by Tayari Jones. I understand the impulse to marvel at Mr. Mandela's civility and eloquence, even under duress. How, it's easy to wonder, could a man form such generous, brilliant philosophies in the face of cruelty and injustice? Duress is a word of hardy stock. It's been a part of the English language since the 14th century and has a number of long-lived relatives. Duress itself came into Middle English through the Anglo-French word duresse, meaning hardness or severity, which stems from the Latin word durus, meaning hard. Some obvious relatives of this robust root are durable, endure, and obdurate, meaning unyielding or hardened in feelings. Some others are dour, D-O-U-R, meaning harsh, unyielding, or gloomy, and the preposition during. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.